that special needs assistants that would usually be working in classrooms around the country are to be redeployed to help children with complex needs at home. The chairperson of Inclusion Ireland, Lorraine Dempsey, is on the line. Lorraine, good afternoon. Welcome news for you, I hope.
Good afternoon. Absolutely, Anya. I suppose we've known that this has been in the pipeline since the end of March. Look, I suppose our own regret is that it's a fairly slow rollout, but we're looking at families that have just felt absolutely abandoned by the state and certainly not reflected in any roadmap for opening up the country. You're talking about children and their families that have faced unbelievable isolation and difficulties over the last several weeks. You know, they've been cut off for all their supports, for respite from school, and you know, these families have had significant challenges in terms of children exhibiting more challenging behaviours, children who are very medically complex, where look, they just can't take them out safely, and are very reluctant, you know, to put their child at risk, but at the same time do need some level of support. Now, Inclusion Ireland ran a survey of parents last month and found that 41% of parents wanted at least virtual access to an SNA for their child, and it was very ad hoc around the country as to whether schools were allowing SNAs direct contact with children over the last couple of months. But look, this HSE scheme, I suppose, is more about kind of respite in some form, whether it's remote, which will only work for a certain proportion of children. But we're very glad to see that NFET have signed off on centre-based support. So this gives families the opportunity where the child might possibly have a couple of hours a day, maybe a few times a week, hopefully, where both the child and the family can have some bit of respite.
Because that's exactly the
question.
That's exactly the question I wanted to put to you. Because I'm sure for very many families, you know, from the child's point of view, they would welcome an SNA providing support in the home. But given the pressure 24/7 that families are under, presumably what you really want is for those that need it to be able to send the child safely to some kind of school setting and just get a couple of hours,
Absolutely.
Maybe for the rest of the family or just themselves.
Well, carers are at this 24/7. I mean, we normally say 24/7, but like over the last 3 months, it literally has been 24 hours a day without, you know, the usual supports that you might normally get that would give you relief. And in this case, we haven't even had the couple of hours break that school allows in terms of relief. Plus, we've, you know, considerable portion of people are trying to work from home. Access to devices has been difficult. Yeah. And for some children, where they need, you know, 100% support to be able to access kind of educational support remotely, this hasn't worked because it just means you're glued to your child's side constantly without any sight of a break. But it's also important for children, Anya, who have been inside their own homes for the last 3 months. They haven't been out in the supermarkets. They haven't been in our parks. They've been severely restricted by, you know, trying to keep them safe. Yeah. And, you know, for some, even short-term centre-based support would be ideal. And we would like to see this extended over the summer months. And we hope that more SNAs get redeployed and that are available to work with families one-to-one. And that would be ideal for us.
Lorraine, I'm sorry, I've run out of time. I know this was debated in the Dáil yesterday during education questions. And Minister Joe McHugh said he'd be bringing a memo about all of this in July provision to Cabinet. So maybe we'll talk to you this day week when that's due to go to Cabinet.
But just to be clear, this is a slightly different scheme to what Joe McHugh is referencing.
Exactly.
It's part of a suite of measures, but different.
And I want to talk about the whole Department of Education and HSE and people falling between the cracks and all of that and addressing all of that. But for the moment, Lorraine, thank you very much indeed for joining us.